This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Grand Junction voted by a wide margin yesterday to approve pot dispensaries. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Grand Junction residents had to pass two measures in order to allow marijuana businesses. One sets up a way to tax cannabis shops, and the other removes a 10-year-old ban on dispensaries. Back then, only medical marijuana businesses were legal in the state, so this sets the stage for the city's first-ever recreational dispensaries. Grand Junction is a historically conservative city, but the more conservative candidate lost in each of Tuesday's four city council races. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
State lawmakers won't move forward with changing how schools discipline students. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The day before the bill's first public hearing was scheduled, the two Democratic sponsors pulled the measure from consideration. They say law enforcement and educators were largely opposed to it. Representatives Leslie Harrod and Janet Buckner say the goal was to help students avoid harsh discipline tactics, especially students of color. The measure could have significantly limited students' contact with law enforcement. School districts worried the bill was too lenient and could allow for more crime to occur inside schools. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 51 degrees, Colorado Springs 59, and windy, Vail 44, Grand Junction 57. This is CPR and KRCC.